And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting here today with Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner here, as we talk all things county government here. And I know that we're in right in the middle of budget season here, and coming up August 12th is when I think you guys have your budget hearing of all the departments, and you kind of set the budget here for possible adoption. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So with that being said here, what I don't know if I've really discussed too much on the radio here, what the mill levy is going to be in Pottawatomie County here, with a proposed mill levy.
The proposed mill levy, as I've written it down here, and if I wasn't paying attention, I'm in trouble, but 28.25, which is a reduction in our county by a little less than a mill, but we've had increased valuation, so we took that into consideration and went to where the tax lid would allow and put in, that's why we're discussing everything that's in the budget. Even though you've said it, that doesn't mean the department heads don't want to continue to say, I need this changed, like the flood. So we will be a little bit less. Our challenges on that are all the things that a county does. I checked once with Robert Reese in administration, and we figured up that about $800,000 of our budget is what the state makes us do that we don't have to. We wouldn't do if we weren't the hands of the state. We run the courts. We take care of taxation. We do the license plates. We do the appraisals, which is a very big expense, and it is to be uniform and equal. And that appraisal thing is a challenge always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, just kind of following up on that, I've talked with Riley County Commissioners, too, that that's something that you're required to do here, but
we've talked with the Riley County and all the other commissioners in the state about this dark box appraisal.
Right.
And it's very difficult to have the people understand how impacting that will be if the Board of Tax Appeals continues to say that the commercial property should be appraised as if it's vacant. We did win one on last year on Menards, and you take the value of the land and the value of the building, and all across the state, they do it the same. And as they start saying that isn't the way it should be, those valuations that are being protested in Topeka receive a rebate of taxes from every taxing entity, schools, cities, counties, mm-hmm. fire departments, whatever else. They have to pay back the share plus 8% interest for the number of years that the protest has been going on. And some of these have now got a couple years because there's only three people in the Board of Tax Appeals doing these hearings, and they backed up with an effort nationally to try and do this. Our particular constitution says everything's to be uniform and equal. And so if the board varies this like they did for ProBass in Wyandotte County, then it starts saying, well, everybody else is supposed to be equal, so what do? We have a number of them in place that are to be heard in the tax appeals for this city and county area. And the concern is that schools and other people have not saved the money to make those reimbursements that may come about. And we've had one on an elevator recently over in Onega, I think. But others are in that protest mode. And mostly the challenge is that going to open up and change all of the appraisal issues? And when you do that, shifts occur all over the place. This is one of concern but no control, other than people to understand why the local governments are trying to maintain the valuations based on the standards set in Kansas. And they use a cost of development relative to Kansas City called the Marshall-Swift Index, and our appraisers have to be within a certain variance or the state will be upset about those products. And in this area, we can do comparable sales and prove pretty well what those values of the buildings are. Most generally, like Academy Sports, they immediately buy a vacant building, but they've got it back up and it's running. And so its value wasn't as vacant. It was just a transition time. While it's not there, it does have a lesser appraised value if they protest. But it's complicated. I'm just hoping that our state legislators take an interest in this as much as they do some of the things that are not quite as critical to every county in the state of Kansas.
Well, you brought up the Bass Pro decision, and that one I don't know how you feel, but is that going to set a trend here with
others? Because of the constitutional uniform and equal, question is how do you do that for everybody else if you let them do that particular kind of appraisal? I am not smart enough to tell you how that's going to play out, but I can tell you that the law says that if they win those and they got a 50% reduction, then Wyandotte County has to send back from every school and everybody else what they received, and it will come, if they don't have the money, it will come out of the next appropriation. So you think your budget's there, but right. Say a prayer.
But and I think if I might clarify, I think that was in Johnson County where that Bass Pro's at.
It could be that there's several up there in Johnson and Wyandotte and so on that have been brought in, and those companies have attorneys that are getting a percentage of the correction.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are very adamant, as I understand it, from talking to appraisers and so on, they're very adamant to try and make this come about for everybody. But the taxpayers who own houses or other things are going to counter that if that happens.
Well, and there's so much retail on the Pottawatomie County side here of Manhattan.
Manhattan entirely has a lot of challenges with that. Sometimes I do not understand why they bypass what seems to be a really good law that's pretty standard and so on, and we have to work through the consequences. But going back to what we have to pay as a county, we pay for the appraiser's office so that it can be uniform across the state. If we didn't care about uniform across the state, then we just do it in our county. We wouldn't have to worry about all these rules and standards and reports. And then we provide sheriff police support for the state, and we take care of health care. Counties do what the state needs to have done at the local level and run the jails and so on. And people forget that some of the stuff we have to do isn't necessarily just because we wanted to. It's safety and security first. And then after that, we do things that are more quality of life. But as our budgets get less and less, the quality of life things, those are the ones we can look at as options, and that's challenging.
And I know it's always challenging to prepare a budget, get one set here, and obviously the county administrator helps with that process here. I'm curious, do you your confidence here with the budget looking forward here to 2020, being able to get it under the tax lid?
Yes.
I mean, how confident are you that?
100%.
Yeah, I mean,
because we. Our administrator, Robert Reese, who did this one, is probably the guru in the area of understanding, after 20 years of service, all of the issues and fundings and how to set up developments so that they are responsible to pay their sewers and so on until they're sold out at 70%. We don't assume any of the cost in our county. It goes onto the lots, and there is a resolution that we've done recently about them helping build the roads around the developments with contribution. And that's all of those changes have helped make it that the growth is paying for some of the growth and not anybody that's in Onega or St. Mary's for this area. But they do benefit from the valuation increases and sales tax development. So we're fortunate to be in one of the fastest growing counties in the state with probably the most solid fiscal positions.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Dee McKee on In Focus after this, News Radio KMAN.